We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to this week's episode of the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland, here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open, as always. If you'd like to give us a call, call in. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. We will take calls. We want to hear from you. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Obviously, the big news this week was the president's appointment or his nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We're not really going to get to that this week. I will tease, however, for you. Next week, we are going to hit that really hard. I will have some very special guests from the Republican National Committee and some from the White House. And we're going to discuss that a little bit more next week. However, we have a new sponsor. Before I get things started tonight, we do have a new sponsor joining the show this week that I want to introduce to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we always wanted to signal out our new sponsors and thank them. Our new sponsor this week, the Democrats.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
We're always happy when we have new sponsors on the show. And every time I hear that Barbara Beaulieu ad, that's what I think of. But we do have a great lineup for you tonight. Later in the show, Alim Bakari, we're going to have him on last week. We got preempted by the Chiefs game. But Alim Bakari, senior technology correspondent for Breitbart News, is going to join us. Mr. Bakari has spent the last 5 years working with whistleblowers deep inside Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other tech companies. He's going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour to reveal the sinister anti-democratic plot against conservatives and President Trump. It's groundbreaking. It's a new book that he's got coming out. There's a deep, deep plot within America's big tech companies, and Alim Bakari is blowing it wide open. He'll be joining us here in the next hour. Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to shed some light on the Kelly administration's continued willful lack of transparency, and in some cases, flat-out refusal to comply with open records requests and even requests from legislators engaged in their job at holding the administration accountable. So we'll talk to him. Lee Edwards from the Heritage Foundation is going to join us to try and explain why 70% of millennials say they would vote for a socialist. I don't get it. Hopefully Lee can explain it to us. Board-certified optometrist Dr. Jeff Kegaris is going to be with us to discuss how the added screen time that comes with online school brings with it the potential for serious eye strain for students. And Zoe Newton, a former member of the Kansas Board of Regents from 2014 to 2018, she served as board chair in 2016. She's going to join us. Speaking of socialists, she's going to tell us about her firsthand experience living under a socialist regime in Jamaica and the warning signs and the parallels that she sees facing America today. So we've got a great lineup. We will take calls as well, 316-869-1330. So get ready. It's going to be a great show. Now, I want to also talk about one thing before we get to that. Many of you have probably seen the video of the woman at the Logan, Ohio middle school football game who was handcuffed, arrested, and tased for not wearing a stupid face mask while sitting outdoors in the stands. Now, let's set aside some of the basics here, okay? Let's set aside the fact that she was more than 10 feet socially distanced from anyone other than her immediate family. Let's also set aside the fact that the school cheerleaders on the running track, not 20 feet from her, were also not wearing masks and were not handcuffed, arrested, and tased for not wearing a stupid face mask. There are those who say the woman wasn't arrested for not wearing a face mask in public. She was arrested for criminal trespass. That's hooey, folks. Keep in mind, this is criminal trespass at a public taxpayer-funded school where scores of other citizens were in attendance, mind you, where she had every right to be, considering the fact that her child was participating in the game. But no. Despite what the Whipple Charmin squeezers would like you to think, this woman was not tased, handcuffed, and arrested for criminal trespass. That may be what they charged her with, because that's the only thing they could get to stick, and I don't even think that'll end up, I think they're going to throw it out. This woman was in fact tased, handcuffed, arrested, and dragged out of the middle school football stadium for not wearing a mask outdoors in public. This is the insanity that this whole mask stuff has come to, that we're tasing people who won't wear a mask sitting in a public outdoor football stadium more than 10 feet from anybody else. Had she not been wearing a mask, for example, maybe I get it if she was refusing and throwing and stuff, but she wasn't. Had she been wearing a mask, none of this would have happened, which proves she wasn't trespassing. I mean, that's the bottom line. So the trespass argument is bunk. She would have been simply treated like the hundreds of other compliant sheep sitting in the stands, meekly obeying the commands of their betters, for whom the same rules obviously don't apply because they don't apply them universally. Folks, this is a test by leftist authoritarians to identify who will be controlled and who will not. That's what this comes down to. It's the same thing with Brandon Whipple trying to get people fired if they dare to question him or refusing to even listen to public output from those who don't like what he has to say. That test from leftist authoritarians is being conducted by public officials like school boards and administrators and unelected bureaucrats and health officials who create such asinine, nonsensical mask policies which lead to the arrests and tasing of a spectator clearly sitting apart from others simply because she's not wearing a mask when those on the field aren't wearing masks either. Do you understand how stupid this is? Players on the field are tackling, lying in a pile, lining up next to each other. They're not wearing masks. This lady is sitting in the stands with her family, 10 feet away from everybody else, but she gets tased, arrested, handcuffed, and drug out of the stadium for doing it. This is the insanity of this. All of this leftist authoritarianism, from elected officials to non-elected bureaucrats and public employees to big companies to edgy old folks standing in grocery stores who now feel empowered to yell at you for not wearing a mask or otherwise failing to conform to the quote-unquote new normal has got to be brought to an end. We're getting into truly scary territory as a society when this is the standard, when this is the quote-unquote new normal. Remember when FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? Folks, today, in order to get us to surrender our liberties and expand their own power and control over our lives, they're running around saying, be afraid of a virus with a 99% survival rate for most people and a nearly 95% survival rate for the most vulnerable segments of our population. This is fear, nothing else. It's not a hoax. The virus is real, but we don't have to give up our rights and our liberties in order to live with it. Democrats have for years made no secret of their desire to control every aspect of our lives. They've just changed the excuse. Now they justify their power grab by saying it's a public health crisis or it's for our own good. Enough is enough, folks. Time to stop living in fear. Time to stop sacrificing our rights and our liberties on the false altar of the public health. Time to end the new normal and just get back to normal. We'll take a quick break, and then Lee Edwards from the Heritage Foundation is going to try and explain why 70% of millennials say they'll vote for a socialist. Good luck with that one. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.